Amen. I tell you, I've been waiting to preach this message. I tell you, it's been on my heart, and I tell you, I really haven't really seen this until this week. And it was brought out, and I tell you, I'm excited about it. I thank the Lord for Christ coming to this world to die for us. Amen. God sent Him for us. People that are lost and undone without Him, amen, we find Him. Amen. There's eternal life there. Amen. He didn't come just to be one of the sinners and live in the world and go into a sinful life and like that. No. He was sent here to help us. Amen. In time of need. He was sent here to walk with us. Amen. When we need Him to walk with us. To hold our hand when we fall and help us up when we fall. And I know a lot of people, a lot of preachers this morning is talking about the birth of Christ and manger and stuff like that. But I'd like to take it a different way this morning. I'm going to do what the Lord put on my heart today, and I hope what I do for Him is all that matters. Amen. Church, we live our life here today in this world trying to please men of the world and women of the world, or we find ourselves in a heap of trouble. I believe we need to follow the Lord and His Word. I need, just like we talked about this morning in Sunday school, we need to listen to that still small voice that speaks to us. I believe we need to listen, amen, what the Lord commands us to do. Amen. With that being said, in the book of Galatians chapter 4, I'm going to start from verse 1. We'll read, I'll probably down to verse 6 or 7. I'm not sure yet. Thank you, Eric. I invite you to get to your word. I know a lot of people right now don't feel too good, and I understand that. But I like I'm under the weather also, too. But I believe if we push our physical self out of the way and let the Lord lead us forward, I believe we'll be just all right. Amen. The book of Galatians, chapter 4, the Bible says, "Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." So we'll start right there for a second and get right into the message today. You know, I read the scripture and I got to thinking about our boys and the meaning of adoption and where kids come from and in this world, in this life. We try to raise them in the way that God would have. Amen. But I think about the life he had before and lost out in the world, not knowing where his next home's going to be, not knowing whose parents are, and not knowing when he's going to lay his head down again, maybe even wondering when he's going to eat his next bite. But you know, I remember the day they dropped him off at her house and they asked us to take responsibility of him and become his parents. And I'll never forget that day. It's something that the Lord did to my heart that I never can replace. I'll never be able to find anywhere else. Eventually, we adopted him. He's become a son of ours. Amen. In my eyes, flesh and blood. Amen. Of ours. Amen. I say that to say this today, church. Amen. God sent His Son to die on the cross for us. Amen. It all started back in the manger. Amen. Where they found a place to lay His head. No room in the inn. Amen. Mary and Joseph had no clue exactly where they was going to take Him. Where they was going to put Him. But God had a plan after all. Amen. God had a master plan of what was going to happen with Christ. Amen. When Christ came and died for us, we accepted Him as our Lord and Savior. We were adopted. Amen. Into the family of God. Amen. When we were adopted. Amen. We become an heir of Christ. Amen. Church, we're pushed into a family. Amen. Church, you won't have to worry about the next breadcrumb come from. Amen. You won't have to worry about where the next meal will get paid. Amen. You won't have to worry about where your kids will have Amen. Because I'm adopted into a family. Amen. He takes care of His children. Amen. Church, we're no longer an orphan. Amen. But we're through Christ. Amen. Adopted into the blood of Christ. Amen. One day, church, I'm looking forward to a family reunion. I'm looking forward to the day. Amen. We can see our loved ones that's gone on before. Amen. I'm looking forward to the day church. Amen. We were adopted. Amen. When nobody cared for us. Amen. When we were out in this world, nobody could care less what was going on in your life, Eric. Nobody could care less what was going on in your life, Joe. I'm sure they'll tell you that. I'm sure they'll tell you, now I'm your best friend. I'll be here when you need me. You holler at me. Amen. All you got to do is call me and I'll be there. I have an actual mind. They could care less what happened to you. Amen. When you picked up the phone to call them, they didn't answer. Amen. If they did answer, they wouldn't listen to Bill. What are you saying? Amen. But I know, church, today. Amen. When I got saved and I become of this family. Amen. When the Lord calls me. Amen. I listen. When I call Him, He listens to what my heart's got going on. He listens to what I've got going on in my life. Amen. And He helps me through those times.
Yeah.
Woo. Praise God. Amen. Church, let me tell you something. Amen. I was born at Cooper Hospital. Amen. That's all I'm told. And so I'm told I got papers proven. Let me tell you something. At the birth of Caleb can't do nothing for your soul today. Amen. The birth of Jerry can't do nothing for your soul today. Amen. Any problems you got going on. Amen. We can't wave a magic wand to make it better, but we can pray for you. Amen. But there was a person that came in this world. Amen. That was born of a woman. Amen. Born of a virgin. Amen. That you may be saved. Amen. That He can take care of you. He can make the problems all go away. Woo! Praise God today. Amen. We're adopted into a royal family.
That's right.
Amen. I get on the news. Right. Amen. You see all the time about the queen and they keep up with her sons or whatever they are. Yeah. Amen. The princes, whatever. Amen. They make a big deal about the prince getting married to this girl.
Yeah.
Amen. All on the news. Yeah. You see, Brother Jerry. Amen. What kind of clothes she's wearing.
Yeah.
How her hair's being done.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I saw one. Amen. Where this girl wanted to be so much like her. She went and got a nose job done just to match her nose.
Yeah.
Woo! Praise God. And the love of the world, church.
Yeah.
Amen. We talked a minute ago. And people are trying to get attached to this old world.
Yeah.
Amen. They're trying to hang on with everything to God. Amen. One day, church. One day. And the princes and the kings and queens. Amen. The president of the United States.
Wow.
Amen. We'll take a knee. Amen. In front of the Lord Christ our Savior.
Yeah.
Amen. The one who came and will sit for us tomorrow to die. Amen. And we may be saved. Amen, church, I remember. Amen, when I noticed, amen, when the message was preached. Amen, the songs were sung and somebody brought out in clear view. Amen, my way to get to heaven, that was through Christ. Amen, I remember Christmas Day growing up, church. I talked about it a minute ago, my mind as a kid. Amen, of course I was raised, amen, in church. Amen. 3-4 years old, you know, your mind goes scattered right, and all you care about is toys and toys, and candy. It's all matter to me. Amen. I got up Christmas morning, it's the first thing I want to see is what was there.
Right.
Amen. Church, but as I got older, amen, the toys started dwindling away.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't get a lot of the good stuff anymore.
Yeah.
And I get to see my kids and other kids, my nephews have that joy now.
Right.
Amen. My mind is set on Christ.
Amen.
Amen. When I'm old enough to know that I needed Christ in my life. When I was old enough to know that Christ was come to die for me, amen, it started back in the manger. Amen, my mind was on that from here on out. My mind is getting to heaven and getting home, brother. And that's where I'm traveling to. That's what I'm trying to get to. I've got family there waiting on me. Amen, and I'm anxious to hold their hand one more time.
Amen.
Woo, praise God. Now you may say, now Caleb, now Christmas is for the kids, you ruined it. You may say, Caleb, now, I believe you're being a little bit over dramatic. And you may even say, Caleb, now let the kids have their fun, that's fine. Amen, one day the fun's going to stop. Amen, one day we'll have to realize, amen, we got to grow up. One day we'll have to realize, amen, that Christ is the reason for us having Christmas. It ain't because of a Christmas tree. It ain't because of Santa Claus. But it's because of Jesus Christ. Amen, God sent our gift. Amen, a gift that can't be wrapped. A gift that you can't put a bow on it. Boy, my wife makes fun of me because I can't rap. And I can't rap worth nothing. Amen. I've tried it. And I've ripped the paper every time I do it. Amen. Lonely Bird charged that. But it's good to know I can't rap Christ. Amen. Christ lives right here.
Amen.
And we should have our lives and our world wrapped around Him. Amen. We should have Him first and foremost. Amen. Living our lives. Amen. Every day that we live. Every breath that we take should have Christ coming out of our mouths.
Right.
Woo. Come on, church. Amen. I tell you what. Amen. I love the Lord this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I thank you for coming for me.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I thank you for him looking for me.
Yeah.
He came looking for me, church. Amen. I tell you, I'm so low in my life. And I needed something. I needed that gift. Amen. I needed that gift of salvation. I needed something, amen, that could help me. Amen. And Christ was a reason for that. Amen. Christ was there for me. Amen. He came. You know, I can't, once I think back about the story of his birth, one thing that goes through my mind. Amen. Herod, I believe. Amen. He was trying to do away with Noah with Christ. He even sent out a soldier and said, I want all the firstborn murdered. Amen. I want them all killed. And I want them taken out of here thinking that they can get rid of me. Amen, but God got him out of there, didn't he?
Yeah, right.
He said, you take him and you get out of here. Amen, so they missed that time. But you know, amen, they come around again when he got older.
Yeah.
Amen, one of his own disciples betrayed him. Woo, come on, church.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they got their hands on Christ and they cuffed him and brought him in.
Yeah.
Tied him up, put him in front of a crowd of people. And he stood there innocent in front of a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And they stood an old thief right there beside him, a thief, murder, whatever else he done.
Yeah.
And they said, who shall I release to you, this innocent man? Amen. Or shall I release this felon, this crook? Amen. This murder. Which one do y'all want? The people have got sin so wrapped up there
in
that time. Amen. They said, lease us to Barabbas. We don't care if he murders our family.
Yeah.
We don't care if he steals everything we have.
Yeah.
We don't care if he robs us blind. We want him. Get rid of Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. All the healing and all the saving he done.
Yeah.
Ain't done us no good.
Amen.
Give us Barabbas.
Yeah.
That's who we want. The world got in that bad.
Amen.
Where they'd rather have a murderer instead of Christ.
Yeah.
That's how bad it's gotten this day. Amen. People are choosing the liquor bottle. People are choosing, amen, the drugs. Amen. People are choosing this world. They're choosing the bars. Amen. It's got that bad. They said, give me this bar. Give me one more drink. Hey, don't give me Christ. I don't want none of that.
Yeah.
Release it to me, the good stuff that I want that will give me the peace that I'm looking for.
Right.
Amen. But little did this crowd know, they weren't going to find no peace with Barabbas. Amen. Barabbas, I'm sure when he got released, went on and committed more murders. They don't say that. They don't say it. I don't have proof of that. But I'm sure he went on to rob more people. I'm sure he went on to create a bunch of evil out there. Amen. But you know the sad part about it is, amen, Christ, an innocent man. Even Pilate said, I wash my hands of this. Amen. Pilate didn't wash his hands of nothing. He took part in that murder. Amen. He took part of a murder. Now Caleb went murder. He was sentenced to him with murder, brother. Amen. If you take an innocent man's life, it's murder. Amen. They took Christ and they hung him up on a cross. And they stabbed him, they whipped him, they stuck him, they did everything they could. And eventually he gave up the ghost for a little bit of a time. Amen. The Bible tells me that the temple was rent from top to bottom. Amen. I believe there was earthquakes. I believe there was water. There was rain. Amen. I believe there were storms of brewing. Amen. And they thought they had Christ. Amen. But little did they know God had a master plan comes all the way back from the manger. And God had some in the works all before Pilate got his hands on Christ. And God had some in the works. Amen. Before any man could release amen, get anything turned against Christ. Amen. Church, Christ went to that old tomb. Amen. They rolled me on stone in front of the door. Amen. Church, the Bible tells me on the third and glorious day, God sent forth an angel.
Yeah.
Woo! Rolled that old stone away from that door. Amen. And Christ came forth from that old grave.
Yeah.
Amen. That gift that was sent to us still exists today, brother.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That gift that was sent to us, waving up to the manger, still exists today.
Amen.
Hey man, they tried once to get rid of them, they couldn't do it. They tried twice to get rid of them, they couldn't do it. Amen. And Christ, amen, is a ruler today. He sits on the throne. Amen. I've said this many times. Amen. I'll say it many, many, many more times. I believe Christ is waiting for God to send him down here to take us home. I believe right now Christ is anxiously awaiting for God to send him to come take us home. Amen, church. I love Christmas. I love everything about it. I love the birth of Christ. I love watching my kids get up. Amen, doing their thing. I love it. It brings joy to my heart. But one day I'm looking forward to is the return of Christ. Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If I must go by the way of the grave, that's fine. I'm okay. I know it's just a temporary thing. The Bible says, amen, we're passed from death into life. Amen. Right. Amen, church. Passed from death to life, just a temporary thing.
Yeah.
Amen. We'll close our eyes in death and wake up in eternity. Amen. We got a decision to make where we're going to spend eternity.
Uh-huh.
Amen. I remember, amen, the Passover. Amen. When Christ, amen, came and He broke His body, they ate of His body, drank of His blood. Amen. And, amen. And Judas was able to dip his hand in the same dish as Jesus did. Amen. Knew it good well that he's about to betray Christ. Amen. He went on anyway. He sold him out. Amen. But Christ still lives forever. Amen. One day God's going to say enough. Go get him and bring him home. I've done all I can do to straighten that world out. It's just getting worse. I've done all I can do. Amen. Let them make their own decisions. They're choosing the wrong path to go. I've seen enough. Go get them. I'm looking for that day, church. I'm looking for that day, and it all came back to the manger. Amen. It all goes back to the manger. Amen. Where Christ laid there. Amen. The angels talked about it. The wise men saw it. Amen. All these people gathered around and saw this gift. But I don't really think they realized how important that gift was. I believe they went on their merry way and went on with their lives and left that gift sitting there. Amen. But Christ, as he grew older, was able to heal the blind, was able to make the lame to walk, the dumb to talk. Amen. And one day he raised from the dead. Amen. And one day all these graves right here, amen, if they're saved and ready to go, are going to burst open. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The dead in Christ are going to rise. Amen. And we're going home. Amen. Praise God. No more Christmas trees. No more ornaments. Amen. No more black praise. Amen. No more shopping. No more getting online trying to beat the rush. Amen. It's all over with. Amen. And we'll see the greatest gift that ever came to this world and it ever existed. Amen. Coming on the clouds of glory. Amen. Take us home, church. And we'll have Christmas every day, amen.
Yeah.
Praise God, amen. No Christmas lights hanging up there because He is alive, amen. Come on, go, amen.
Lord.
Amen, Christ is alive. You don't have to climb ladders anymore.
Amen,
amen. Decorate your house. We don't have to do that anymore.
Right.
Amen, because Christ Himself will be our light, amen.
Right.
Amen, the light that shines forever,
right.
Amen. Yeah. Woo, praise God. We're about to take part in communion. Jerry, come on up here, buddy. Come on. Amen. I'm going to let Jerry have it from here. Amen. I ain't going to give an altar call today. I feel like this is the direction we need to go. Amen. Jerry, take it from here. I trust that you have Christ in your heart today. And I trust in the morning when you get up. Amen. And you do your thing as a family.
Yeah.
I want y'all to take time before you do anything to realize the true meaning of Christmas.
Amen.
And while we have it, amen. Jerry, go ahead.